Hi, Chaz. Thanks for joining us today here on Classical IPR.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing?
Hey, so first of all, you have to stop teasing your cat with your bow if we're going to do this interview.
I would never do that. That would be a very bad example set for my students.
So we're talking with Chaz Helge via Zoom from his apartment in Detroit. And Chaz is based in Detroit now. But he is originally from Northern Michigan, was a camper here at Interlaken.
I grew up in Manistee. Went to school there, but spent a lot of time up at Interlaken and Traverse City with the Traverse City Symphony Orchestra, and then also lived for a little bit in Charlevoix and Charon counties. So I'm pretty familiar with the Northern Michigan scene up there. So.
And like many fine musicians and scholars, you matriculated at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music.
I mean, we might be a little bit biased, but yes.
Well, so you are now based in Detroit, but you're finishing up a Doctor of Musical Arts at the University of Oklahoma, writing about the British musician Beatrice Harrison. And it turns out that the conversations and performances that we're having here online during this time of the pandemic are surprisingly similar to some of what Beatrice Harrison did.
Yeah, so Beatrice Harrison was a British cello virtuoso. She was a very sought-after soloist. But in 1924, she twisted the arm of the BBC, which had only been around for about 2 years, to come down to her garden in Surrey, and they broadcast her live, playing from her garden with the sound of nightingales singing in the background. And it was a huge hit. It ran for about another decade every spring. And it was her way of executing her greatest life vision, which was to share music and the cello with people all over the world, literally across the world, and could probably be considered one of, if not the first, big cello radio star.
Well, that thump we just heard was your cat jumping off the bed, so it sounds like we've lost her attention. So maybe we should play some music.
Sounds good.
You're going to play a piece for us by Mark Sommer, formerly of the Turtle Island String Quartet. It's called Julio, and this piece has a lot of really cool effects in it. Like you're playing the cello in lots of different ways. So tell us about some of the things that we're going to hear.
Yeah, so Mark is really great cellist, and I really like that he has found techniques that are very specific to the cello. So a lot of violinists do what's called the chop, which is to take the bow and you just kind of get it on the string to get the chop effect. And it's not really pitch, it's just kind of a percussive effect, especially on sort of offbeats, on syncopations. But Mark has found some ways to do some things that other instruments can't. For example, he's a big fan of cello percussion. So, a lot of ways that you can make percussion sounds on the cello, which violins and violas, unfortunately, are just too small to do. But then there are other things too, a lot of strumming in terms of pizzicato, so plucking the strings. And then also some cool effects that a lot of guitarists might be familiar with, for example, hammer-on, so taking the finger and really using the left hand, the hand that pushes down the strings to make sounds, and sort of this backbeat thing that he does with the bow. It's perfectly fine, but I think it feels a little bit jazzier, a little bit cooler if you do what he does, which is.
So there, the bow is almost functioning sort of percussively as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Lots of different techniques, very, very rhythmic and very sort of guitar influenced.
Well, let's hear all of these sounds coming together in the piece Julio by the composer Mark Sommer, performed for us via Zoom by cellist Chaz Helge in his apartment in Detroit.
Thank you.
Is called Julie O, composed by Mark Summer. We heard it performed for us by cellist Chaz Helge, joining us via Zoom from his apartment in Detroit. Thanks, Chaz. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Amanda.
We're going to hear another piece from you here in just a moment, but this is a very 21st century approach. We're not actually going to hear you play this piece live today. We're going to hear a recording that you made. It's a piece that lots of people probably know, the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, arranged for cello, but it's arranged for cello and cello and cello and cello with all parts played by you. So tell us about the process of making this recording.
Well, there's this great app for smartphones. It's called the Acapella app. A lot of musicians are using it right now since a lot of us are trapped at home and self-quarantine. This is an arrangement that I did maybe 3 or 4 summers ago for the Interlochen Cello Institute. And the idea behind it was just that cellists don't always get to play a lot of Mozart other than the symphonies and the quartets, which are great. But there are no sonatas. He didn't write a concerto. So as an excuse to get to play more Mozart, I wanted to arrange this Queen of the Night aria for 5 cellos.
And so we're going to hear you play all 5 parts by yourself. You've recorded them and then put them together. So how do you make sure that you're always playing the right tempo?
Well, the first thing I do is I lay down a track with a metronome and headphones. That's usually the part that has the most sort of running rhythm. So this would be the lowest part, the bass part in this case. And then you just re-record each part one at a time and add them in. And if you make a mistake, you start over and you make another mistake. Hopefully it's not as bad as the last one. And so, you know, it's very easy to get caught in that re-record, oh, I think I can do it better whirlpool. But at a certain point, you just want to put it out there because I think most people aren't looking for perfection. They just want to enjoy something.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Chaz Helge's own arrangement of the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute, with Chaz himself playing all 5 parts.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Taz, that was awesome. You were playing all five parts in that. And folks, I'll tell you, we'll put a video up on our Facebook page, Interlochen Public Radio, where you can see all five versions of Chaz playing his arrangement of the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute. In this time of sort of isolating yourself, Chaz, are you staying entertained by playing all of the parts?
Well, I think a big part of being isolated right now for a lot of musicians is we miss the face-to-face, right, to see each other and collaborate. But I think also a big part of it is that we lose a big part of our identity because we're not getting that validation from each other and from audiences and getting to commune like that.
Yeah, and my sense is that your cat isn't a very appreciative audience of what you're performing.
No, she's very sound sensitive. I think she wants to be near me, but then, I mean, that's the thing people don't understand all the time. Cellos are loud. And yeah, they make quite a bit of sound. Not as loud as the trumpet or the trombone or any member of the brass family. But yeah, gets pretty loud in a small room.
Well, Chaz, thank you so much for joining us today via Zoom from Detroit here on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me, Amanda.